This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was looking at the coaches that are left.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of them wear suits?
Yeah.
Since you were lamenting that the college, or basically just all coaches, NBA, I don't think anybody wears anything but the quarter zip.
Quarter zip, man.
In that league.
Can someone mix in a sweater vest or something? Or I want someone to go full Run DMC. Like, Chauncey, I'm looking at you. Dude, just wear full Adidas tracksuit and just get it over with.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, don't you think isn't it like a league objective or like, the league puts them in that gear because they're all uniform. I mean, by the way, the quarter zip is really ugly.
It's terrible. All quarter zips are, unless you're Eli Manning, for God's sakes, don't wear a quarter zip. It's not a good look. I don't know. Like, everyone wore suits. Like, I don't know if that was a mandate, but literally everyone wore suits, and then COVID happened and everyone went to the quarter zip, and now it's all quarter zip. I don't see one other coach wearing something different.
So of the Sweet 16, by my count, you have five who still wear a suit. And I may have this wrong, but I don't think I do.
Well, then I'm instantly rooting for them.
So you have, John Calipari.
Okay.
At Arkansas. He still wears a suit.
I did see him and Patino were both suited up.
Yeah. But Patino's out.
Yeah.
So of the Sweet 16, Calipari versus Rick Barnes, you'll be rooting for Calipari.
Yes.
Because Barnes does the quarter zip.
Yeah.
Houston versus Purdue. Now, this is the worst dressed coach matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Because Matt Painter wears the quarter zip, but Kelvin Sampson doesn't even bother to wear the quarter zip.
He wears the crappy polo.
He wears the old polo with, like, mustard stains on it.
And let me tell you something.
It's disgusting. Have you seen it?
Yes.
He is so sloppy over
there. He looks
gross.
And again, I get that the new tech fabrics, like the dry fit, it's comfortable. If you've got a certain body, like you're carrying some baggage up top, boy.
And most of them are.
It's not a good look when you're wearing that performance fabric. And you just got those things swinging in the breeze. Kelvin's, and he doesn't care.
He does not
care. He's just, that dude is sloppy.
BYU, Alabama, Nate Oates.
Yeah.
You have to root against your Cougars.
This pains me because Kevin Young is a good looking dude, but he wears the damn quarter zip.
Well, he comes from the NBA.
I know.
So Oates still wears the suits.
Yeah.
Arizona, Duke, you have a battle of quarter zips.
Yeah, battle of quarter zips.
Auburn, Michigan, battle of quarter zips. Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Pearl used to be the suit guy.
Yeah, he was a suit guy.
He was a sweaty bastard. Do you think he sweats like that in the quarter zip?
I definitely think he does, yeah. Ole Miss, Michigan State, you have two quarter zip bros.
Yeah, quarter zip bros.
And then Florida, Maryland, you'll be rooting for Maryland. Now, I don't watch a lot of Maryland, but Kevin Willard had a suit on the other day. Mm-hmm. The Florida guy wears the quarter zip.
Yeah.
And then Texas Tech, they're playing Calipari. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I said Kentucky. I put Calipari with Kentucky.
Oh.
Calipari's with Arkansas. He's playing Texas Tech. Calipari is still wearing a suit.
Pope is at Kentucky.
Texas Tech is that guy who wears the quarter zip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Pope, your old coach, is playing Tennessee, and you will root for him because he does still suit up.
It makes me happy.
Sometimes he quarter zips, though. Yeah. I've seen him in a quarter zip, but he suited up the other day. So
the NCAA tournament, for God's sakes. Dress it up a little bit, Poper. I like
it. So Pope, Calipari, the Maryland guy, Oates, and
do I have to root for Alabama? Do I have to roll tide?
Who am I missing?
You said Willard sometimes wear one at
I said the Maryland guy.
Yeah, Maryland guy.
Maybe it's only four then.
Hmm.
Damn it.
Not many.
It's only four, bro.
Not many.
A quarter.
Yeah, COVID. COVID killed it, man.
Quarter with the quarters.
COVID killed the suit.
I feel like Joe Mazzulla, new coach for the Celtics in the last few years, would have been the guy. Maybe I just feel like he's, I don't know, the most buttoned up, the one that would want to look dapper.
You know who it is? It's Popovich.
Yeah.
But he's...
No.
Nah, he's not even comfortable, man.
I also miss the days
where... Well, Pop always wore a suit.
I liked when Bob... Like, if you're going to do the quarter zip, go full Bob Huggins and wear that weird starter... Bob Huggins would just wear the pullover, the no zip. He just wore that big baggy, I've been drinking all day, 1992 starter pullover thing. Huggins was on board with this. That dude has looked sloppy for like 30 years.
It's true.
Or as someone points out, what they need to do is mandate Tommy Lasorda style. How great would it be if they were all forced to wear uniforms? Yes, yes,
actually,
yes.
I'm so down with that.
No undershirt.
No undershirt. Put them in the tank tops. Maybe allow some tearaway pants. Let's go. like Pete Rose style. At any moment, someone's going to tear off those pants. I want to see Tom Izzo's arm.
Could you imagine, like, if Stan Van Gundy had to do that in the NBA?
Yes! Tell me you wouldn't like to see Stan Van Gundy in a tank top.
Well, Calvin Sampson v. Matt Painter in basketball
Let's
gear?
Go. Let's go.
Oof. Oof. And as somebody else points out, you know, all the suit guys are in the South.
Yeah,
that's
you would,
true.
Yeah, well, maybe there's something about that Southern dandy sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And they do wear, like, Calipari and Oates both do the checker, you know, like the...
Sport coat sort of thing.
Yeah, the different...
There is still no pattern. Greater look than when Rick Pitino was in Louisville, Chicken Country, and he dressed like the Colonel. When
he still has that.
When he goes all white with the red tie, it's the finest look that a coach... And he's got that Billy Joel 1972 pompadour thing happening. Dude, that is as good as it gets in the coaching circles. Period. End of story. Over.
Yeah, he wore that. I think he wore that not too long ago at St. John's, didn't he?
Such a good look.
I thought he did.
There's nothing better than when it was a big game and Ricky was going with the Colonel look. Time to break it out.
All right. Well, we'll get to the Ducks season ending later. We must move on. I think Schultze has a stopwatch for us.
The entire Duck entity is over because all of it. The women.
So is the Beavers.
Yeah, the women bowed
so
out.
So are the Beavers.
Well, the Beavs bowed out early.
They all did. They all lost on the first weekend.
That was a 14-3 match.
Can we get a good team around here?
Yeah, I got the Cougs, man.
Cougs? They're in the NIT.
No, my Cougs.
Oh. Well, they're not around here.
I know. It's the best we can do.
All right, Schultze Scott Stockwatch next on The Fan.
Watching a clip of Jesse Owens win the 1936 gold medal in front of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
It is hilarious to watch the German bros. The idea that they thought that was the perfect ideal of athleticism. That dude, if you haven't seen the clip... Do yourself a favor and go check it out.
It's circulating right now on Twitter.
Why?
Or on X. It just random stuff does every now and then.
But Jesse Owens doesn't even look like he's trying. And my man to the right of him, because he knows that he's about to get shot and killed for losing by like 9 seconds to Jesse Owens. The look of effort on his face, it's something else. It's just adorable that, like, Ralph Nader there thinks that he was going to win the Olympic gold medal.
If you listen to the audio, too, there's an announcer on there and is like, and Jesse Owens looks like he's making the rest of the field walk there to the finish line. This could be the race of the century. So fantastic.
Wait, the race of the century, if he blows them all out? But he didn't really blow them all out.
He blew them all out.
Minus one guy.
Here. Who, there's a guy who came up at the very end.
Yeah, who was also
not
white.
Yeah.
Turns out the four white Europeans in the middle, not very fast.
It is March 24, 2025. It is time for In the News. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Remember her?
I think she's just gone away.
Kind of glad about that. We don't need to hear from her again.
I think she's afraid that she's going to go to prison.
Girl, you something else.
Scam some crypto.
It is National Cocktail Day.
Oh, there you go.
I want you to have a cocktail tonight.
You got it.
It is also National Cheesesteak Day.
I will not be having a cheesesteak.
I want you to have a cheesesteak tonight.
Shout out Grant's Cheesesteaks right up here on 23rd. A delightful cheesesteak.
Also, 39th and Powell, I believe. There's still a really good cheesesteak place there as well.
Steakadelphia makes a good one.
That's actually what I'm talking about. Steakadelphia, 39th and Powell.
There's a one in Vancouver. Philly Blomo's makes a good one. You know, I've said it before.
McDonald's.
in my humble opinion, if we're ranking the sandwiches, I do feel like the Philly cheesesteak, I feel like it's a gold medal contender. Depending on where you're at, I get it. It shifts, but it is on the medal stand.
Is that like last meal material?
Oh, I would say that.
I don't know about that.
But
not that good.
Anything with a bun.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably
but
not.
As far as sandwiches go, I mean, it's hard for me to beat a good quality Philly cheesesteaks. Denick's in Philadelphia. There you go.
Okay. The Jonas Brothers will be making a stop this September in Portland.
How about that?
Yeah.
All of the Jonas Brothers?
All of them.
Some of them?
Yep.
Sent me from noon to six. Let's go.
Not really. Just... Now, this will make you feel old, but it is their 20-year anniversary tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
That does make me feel old.
Jonas 20. And the title of the tour is Living the Dream. Because they probably are at this point.
Oh, absolutely. Nick Jonas, 32 years of age. What anniversary is this?
20.
Did they start when they were 12?
Yes. They were that. Disney bros.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas, 35. And then is Kevin Jonas the one no one gives a rip about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
37?
I didn't know there was one named Kevin, to be honest.
Yeah. I think Kevin Jonas is that's the Randy Jackson. This is probably this tour is probably the Kevin Jones. I need to make my mortgage payment, so please, older brothers, or I guess younger brothers, help me out.
Isn't Joe married to Priyanka Chopra?
I thought one of them was married to the Game of Thrones gal. Sansa.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are, I don't know. I don't know any of this.
Would you get on board with what the Jonas Brothers have going on?
I know what they look like.
They're all with Hots.
Well, of course, they better be.
Yeah.
The band Boys Like Girls will be joining them as a special guest for the Portland stop.
I don't know Boys Like Girls. I'm afraid to Google that, though.
So that'll be in September.
I don't think that's going to be on my my radar, but, you know.
3 days of 70-degree temps.
Ooh. Like this week? Next week?
What, you don't know this?
No, I don't.
Yeah, this week, dude.
I don't look at my weather app.
Starts today, they said.
Really?
It's pretty warm out there.
Yeah, it was nice.
I didn't wear a jacket.
I don't know if we hit 70, but it was warm. Mm. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. But then, thunderstorms.
Ah, hell.
Bro.
Just in time for the weekend to screw up the golf course?
Yeah, sounds like it.
70 degrees, though, huh?
Yeah.
Schultz, are you in shorts already yet?
Oh, I've been in shorts since, like, September. I don't think I stopped wearing shorts,
bro. I like that Corn Pop's calves can't be contained by pants.
No, sir.
Lets those bad boys breathe.
Got my little singer/fake golfer tattoo on my calf you can all admire.
I feel like that's kind of an Oregon thing. Or maybe a Northwest thing.
I mean, I've been doing it since I was a kid. Yeah, I was about to say, since I was like 12 years old, even waiting out at the bus stop at 5:30 a.m., 35, 40 degrees, I was in shorts.
When I moved here, one of the many things that blew me away, one of them was how kids wear nothing at the bus stops here.
Yeah.
And it'll be like freaking 35 degrees out there.
They don't care.
And I'm like, what the hell is happening? But I kind of, over time, I'm like, well, I can see how you think that it doesn't really get that cold here. You know, like where I'm from, it's just butt cold and you better bundle up.
Yeah.
But here I can see where it's like, if it's cold, like on a day, I'll just suck it up. But normally it's in the 50s. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, it's like, what? How long are you actually spending at the bus stop? I usually try to time it. Where I would run right from my house to the stop, I'd be there a minute or two, and it worked out.
I do think it's a Northwest thing that sometimes people don't admit how cold it is.
Yeah, that I just have always found that this is not a judgmental thing, Schultzy. I love you. I just find, for me personally, No. If I'm wearing shorts,
cover
it
your
seems
little baby ears.
It just has an informal feel to it.
Yeah,
that. I don't know. Going to work, unless it's a really warm day, I find wearing shorts, I feel like Adam Sandler. You see, like, the photos of, like, Adam Sandler walking down the road? It's more casual than I'm willing to take it, seemingly on a day-to-day basis. And if it is nice and I'm wearing pants, and someone's like, why are you wearing pants? I often ask them, do you really think that 8 extra inches of fabric really make the difference between you being sweltering hot and nice and cool and breezy?
I mean, for me, it does. Everybody's different, but like I sweat really easily, so that's one of the reasons I like to wear shorts. So
Swag's a shorts guy year round. He's that no matter what. He wears the shortsy shorts.
I tell you, listen, if you lined up 20 people,
yeah,
and you said pick out the person who was born in Oregon,
mm-hmm,
that would be one of my tells.
Yeah. Shorts in the winter.
Are they wearing shorts in the winter? If they are, I'm like, that person's from Oregon.
Yeah. Hell, you guys. I wore shorts when I lived in New England for a year. All right? Like, even in
Boston. Yeah, but you're from Oregon.
I'm here.
Yeah, but in the...
They don't wear shorts in New England in the winter.
But how can you... I mean, did you see anybody that moved from Oregon to Salina, Kansas in 12-degree weather wearing shorts? I'd be that idiot. So...
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, nobody from Oregon moves to Kansas, but if they did, they probably would try to wear shorts in the winter there.
No one moves to Kansas. You're either from Kansas and you die in Kansas or you move out of there.
So tomorrow they're saying 77 degrees or warmer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm. And, of course, this means the blooming of the cherry blossoms.
Mm. Very nice.
Isn't that nice?
We took the BTJ's dad is in town and we took him by to see the cherry blossoms.
Did he look at them stoically?
Yes. Yes. I'm not sure he was impressed he's from Japan, so he sees cherry blossoms all the time, but we felt the need to show him our cherry blossoms. I never know what he's thinking because, again...
Yeah, he doesn't speak.
There is no emotion. It's a lot of...
Yep.
It's very straightforward.
Japanese businessman, I love
him. It's fantastic.
Can't read them in a game of poker.
No.
All right, up next... Excuse me. We've got Vigilante Sting from a local YouTuber.
Ooh.
How about that?
Really?
Look at that.
The YouTube is taking people down now?
Local YouTuber, Vigilante Sting.
Let's go.
That story next on The Fan. In the news for March 24. Can you believe that? It's almost April.
I don't know what the hell's happening.
What is even happening? Time is moving faster.
I know. It's more gray hair every damn day.
What does Hootie say? Time, why you punish me?
What?
Hootie the Bullfish.
Don't ever quote Hootie again.
Why? It's a great song, man. Come on.
That's a great song.
Is it not?
The dolphins make me cry.
Why you punish me?
And he sucks so bad that he went country, even though they hate him.
Are you kidding me?
I tell you what, I saw his country show on...
I'm sorry.
It was on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know, some weird channel had him on doing a show. Mm-hmm. Boy.
No thanks.
It was a little rough.
No. Go back to those 90s songs, bud.
Well, when your career's...
Well, he played some Hootie stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Darius Rucker, of course.
When your career's in the tank, then you just try to change genres and be like, hey, maybe this group of people who have never heard of me won't hate me. So you're like, I only want to be with you. And Kid Rock made like a gajillion dollars doing that.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I was bobbing to Hootie.
Were you?
I was.
Dolphins make him cry. The Mariners make me cry. So let's go, baby.
Some catchy tunes.
Cracked Rear View, I think that album was.
Wow. Throwback to the 90s, baby.
Yeah. Albany police are warning against unauthorized sting operations after a social media content creator and his team orchestrated a fake meeting with a registered sex offender, leading to an arrest.
Hey-o, how about that?
Authorities said 34-year-old Charles Mellick was taken into custody Friday at a Walmart in Albany after YouTube personality Gideon and his team... Does he really have a team?
Ooh, he's on. If he's a big YouTube guy.
His team.
I'm guessing he's got a team.
I mean, it sounds like he's got a cameraman.
He's got friends.
He's got a team. It's a team of people putting out great content.
They make sound like this is all professional.
I'm sure it's wonderful. Bless you.
Thank you. They posed as a minor online and lured Mellick to their location. Police were not informed of the operation in advance and only learned about it after receiving a 911 call from the group. Now, police don't like this when you do this.
No, because here's the thing. If you're some dip-ass YouTuber and you lure someone in, one, you may absolutely butcher the investigation and it could be entrapment or you screw it up. Or if the guy shows up and you do an oh gotcha moment, and he may just pull out a gun and shoot you in the face. It's probably not the best idea to lure a felon into your secret YouTube trap and then, aha, I gotcha.
So they didn't like it?
No.
And they said...
But they got him anyways?
Well, they did. They arrested him on an unrelated warrant.
Yeah.
But they say that the sex crimes in those charges are still under investigation. The cop also said there are serious public safety concerns when you do unauthorized stings like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So just don't do that.
Well, and that's why they waited until after to call the cops or while it was happening, because if they gave them a heads up, they'd be like, don't do this.
What do you do if, like, Brock Lesnar's brother, who's bigger and scarier than Brock Lesnar, shows up at your door and you're like, just kidding, just here doing a YouTube channel, and then he rips your arms off and beats you with him? I'm not going to say that, like, I don't want to crap all over content creators, but whenever you see one of these content creators that one of their pranks or stunts goes wrong, there's part of me that just gets a big old grin on my face. I don't want anyone to get hurt, but every now and then you're like, it's
like those idiot pranksters. Yeah.
Well, I'm torn. I mean, they got this guy arrested.
Yeah.
You know, so, and apparently this guy, Gideon, or however you pronounce it, he's built a following because he has a vigilante style bit. He has bits.
Yeah, these are very big right now, all over social.
He exposes alleged child predators.
Oh.
And he said that, hey, I defend my tactics because these perps need to be put behind bars. And if they're not going to do it, we will.
We will.
I'm down with it. But
I'm okay with it.
I will say that they are popping up about as often as like a new sports betting account that has the picks that are, you know, going to win on social media.
Yeah.
I feel like we're seeing these popping up just because it's a, you know, easy way to get followers now. So are they really in it for, you know, like helping people, or are they just in it for the social media success? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Just be careful luring in dangerous felons into traps when you don't have any real authority. That's all I'm saying. Just be careful out there, people.
He is a star, apparently. I'm reading up on him. He lives here.
What's his name?
His name is... I don't...
Spell it for me.
J-I-D-I-O-N. Gideon?
Sounds right.
I see him here. Okay.
Yeah, he's a real person, Jace.
24 years of age.
Are you confirming he's real?
No, this was like, 24 years of
in
age.
In October
and he's here in Portland, huh?
2021, he uploaded a video where he was kicked out of a Best Buy due to him entering the store shirtless. Later the same day, he brought a large group of other shirtless men to the Best Buy in order to harass the employee who had kicked him out. That same month, he was banned from Wimbledon for disruptive antics during the quarterfinal match between Jannik Sinner and Novak Djokovic.
This is why old Gideon or whatever, well, I appreciate that you're doing the whole get pedophiles off the street. You sound like a douche.
He also...
The fact that you're disturbing, you're harassing a Best Buy employee by being shirtless, you're getting kicked out of sports events, you sound like a D-bag.
So he has been kicked out of all NBA and WNBA events for life. For a stunt he pulled at a WNBA game, which included him sleeping while the match was playing. It's a game, not a match, but yeah. We'll give Wiki a...
I see it here. He got a haircut at his seat during an NBA game.
No, it was the U.S. Open.
Was that U.S.
Open? Or maybe that's his bit. But the U.S. Open, the tennis, kicked him out because he went there and got a haircut in his seat during a match.
Yeah. He's pranking. He went on the green at a PGA Tour event. Like, during a match, he walks onto the green. Like, you know.
He's got a tab on here for awards and nominations, if you'd like.
No, I'm good.
He won Creator of the Year in 2022.
Great.
And, he was nominated for Creator of the Year in 2022 and 2023 in the Streamy Awards.
Well.
So he is big right now.
Dude, he's got like 8 million subscribers. Dude,
8 million?
Good for you, brother. Oh, you're making a great living. Thumbs up. It's just
he is also a Harrison, Arkansas Ambassador of Peace. I'd like to
it's just not my
point that out.
Not my cup of tea, but have at
it. You don't even know his content.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm good.
Is he really from here?
I don't know, but I'm good.
Is he really from here, or was just the perp from here? Because that's what the story didn't... Actually, didn't clarify that.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, that's all you need to know about Gideon.
Gideon, or I'm sorry if we're butchering your name.
Hey, 8 million's a lot, though.
I apologize. Please don't come prank me.
He might.
I wouldn't recommend it.
You're going viral, bro.
I wouldn't recommend that.
What are you going to do?
I've just seen some of these YouTube pranks, and it amazes me that people are as patient with people that are getting in their face.
Every once in a while, you see a prankster shot.
Yep.
Or shot and killed.
Yep.
Happens.
Mm. Yep.
There's in the news, March 24, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The hot, very hot, 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.